so that the kid over there can take the puck to the net.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like the glory goes to that person.
Unsung hero.
But anyway, I don't know. It was a long-winded way of saying that I think about the shit that I do for a living, and I'm never really that impressed by it because if I can do it, it doesn't seem that good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know me, and I'm like, well, if I did it, it can't possibly be that hard to do or that specific or that unique because I'm fucking none of those things.
But I would argue that I mean, I would tell you that is...
And I would say, hey, you're off.
That's your... That is you judging something based on your perception of yourself.
Yeah. But mine is the most informed perception because I know me.
We also have wrong perceptions of ourselves.
Mm. I don't see how that's
Completely... I think that, I don't agree with you that everything was luck.
You don't? What do you think it was?
I think to say...
You're like, one of us had to sell our souls. And you weren't going to do it because you were all Christian and shit. And since I didn't believe in Satan, I did it.
And then I'm going to hell.
Then it turns out Satan's a real thing.
I was like, that's why I got a vasectomy. I gave him my firstborn.
I'm like, wow, man. I would like to think that if you did give up your firstborn for our careers, that we would have... done more than make the movies we did. We had to make Schindler's List for something that huge. That's like The Believers, man. There's a movie that would be an excellent remake, and I'm sure it's in the pipeline somewhere.
Yeah.
Remember that Martin Sheen movie?
Yeah.
His kid, his wife gets killed. It had that scary opener. It was a Schlesinger movie, wasn't it?
I think it was, yeah.
John Schlesinger? That motherfucker made he made Pacific Heights.
Yeah.
He was good at making those tense thrillers and shit. But his wife in the opening scene, like she goes to turn off the coffee maker and she gets electrocuted.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed like the electrocution and I'd never seen an electrocution, like, you know, what it would look like. I mean, granted, it was a movie and shit, but like they couldn't touch her, like, you know, because she was
hot.
Yeah. So like Martin Sheen was just like, oh, God, because he couldn't
get in.
She was clearly dead. She couldn't let go of the thing. She was fucking...
So the death grip.
Yeah, up. Like this thing terrified me from coffee makers for forever, man, which is a sign of a brilliant filmmaker. Dude that like will put you off, like Steven Spielberg put me off the ocean.
Yeah.
Makes me even look. I will walk around a pool and look for the door in the
shark
pool.
Door?
Yes, the shark door, just in case. And even every once in a while, I still look in the toilet before I sit down, even though I did that a lot during my youth because I saw a t-shirt with a shark popping out of a toilet once, and I was like, oh, God damn it, there too.
And Schlesinger made you afraid of electronic, plug-in electronics.
Yeah. Coffee makers toasters. In particular, because which
and
was never
like,
an issue. Because I
like,
didn't
blenders or toasters or
no. No, because they didn't depict that in the movie. Don't be retarded.
I'm not stupid.
But since I never, since like, I my parents made like
maybe
Nescafe.
That's why you don't drink coffee.
No, I don't like the taste of coffee.
Oh, okay.
Because, look, I could get coffee without having to make
it
myself.
It's the taste of death!
Yeah. Or I go in to get coffee, and then as the fucking barista goes to make the coffee, I slap it out of their hand. I'm like, did you ever see The Believers? If you touch that coffee machine, you are dead! Dead!
You're all gonna die!
But can I have a latte?